Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Donald Trump is up against it today. He must pay a more than $450 million bond in his civil fraud case or risk having his assets seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. On Friday, Mr. Trump announced he did have the bond money. A business deal involving Truth Social bring him billions. The New York civil fraud case, part of what the former president describes as a political vendetta against him, designed to damage his White House campaign. Mr. Trump says it's another example of election interference. President Biden continues urging Congress to pass emergency funding for Ukraine and Israel, as well as a so-called border security bill.
In a weekend statement, the president said the House must pass the bipartisan National Security Supplemental to advance America's national security interests. The emergency funding for Ukraine and Israel has been bogged down in Congress for weeks. Mr. Biden also called on lawmakers to pass the bipartisan border security agreement, but that deal collapsed last month when Republican senators ended months of negotiations with Democrats. And now Congress is on a two-week recess. Greg Clugston, The White House.
As President Biden campaigns for re-election at a furious pace, his 2024 rival Donald Trump has been forced to deal with the numerous legal challenges thrown at him by his political foes. Mr. Trump has held just a single campaign event since locking up the Republican presidential nomination 13 days ago. Biden, meanwhile, has been barnstorming the country. Bruised and battered, four suspects in the Moscow-area terror attack have appeared in a Russian courtroom. ISIS claims responsibility for the assault that killed almost 140 people. Ukraine denies Vladimir Putin's claim that it had a hand in the deadly attack. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 116 points. The Nasdaq is off 16. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Oil and investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
This KMZQ News Flash powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Sports bettors, they missed out on the upset-filled first round of the big dance, but they bounced back in round two of the NCAA tournament as the favorites won 15 of the 16 games. The favorites were 8-3 against the spread before Clemson became the only underdog to get to the Sweet 16 with its 72-64 win over Baylor. Now, the favorites were 11-5 against the spread in the second round after number one seed Houston beat Texas A&M in overtime 100-95, but they failed to cover the spread. Now, the Cougars are four wins away from a national championship and helping Mattress Mack cash in on his $1 million bet over at Caesars Palace to win $7.5 million. After the first weekend of action in the NCAA tournament, the Big Dance, favorites are 29-19 against the spread. With rising rents, California house hunters pricing out locals, and an ever-increasing affordable housing crisis here in Southern Nevada, more and more Southern Nevadans are also having a tough time keeping a roof over their heads. If that's the case with you, help may be available. The Clark County Economic Opportunity Board may be able to help if you're behind on the month's rent. To qualify, you must have a source of income, a Nevada ID, and documentation of hardship. Now that spring has sprung, pool season is here with just about every Las Vegas resort swimming pool open for activity, some open to locals as well as hotel guests. Station Casinos properties, they welcome locals, but reservations are needed. Boyd Gaming properties, including Orleans and Aliante, they charge an admission fee. Now the Palms Pool, through April 30th, they'll let locals use a cabana and plunge pool for free, but you need a reservation and you need to show your local ID. and take the sunscreen. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Pro Price Cooling and Heating has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get a 21-point inspection and a spring tune-up and cleaning for only $49. That's $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I got a couple of problems on the Beltway, a minor one here at the Southern Beltway interchange on 215 eastbound, right where it meets up with I-15. It's out of the travel lanes on the right shoulder, 215 eastbound at 15 again off to the right. In the Northwest Valley, a wreck on the Beltway, also 215 southbound near Lone Mountain. That's also on the right side of the road, 215 southbound approaching Lone Mountain. No reported accidents on 95 or I-15 or Summerlin Parkway either. A couple of problems at Durango, though. In the southwest, one at Blue Diamond and Durango, and still worth an earlier injury accident at Flamingo and Durango. We'll have those cool temperatures around for at least another day. We'll only get to the upper 60s this afternoon. And the wind gusts are back up there around 25 miles per hour again. It's 48 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local on what we're calling Judgment Day. It's the day where Donald J. Trump's got to come up with $464 million as part of a judgment against him in New York State. We'll get to that in just a minute, but first I want to introduce my good friend, the host of Raw and Unfiltered right here, Wayne Allen Root. Raw and Unfiltered every afternoon, 3 to 6. And the big question is, how's your bracket?
Hey, Kevin, how are you? How you doing? All good, all good. I gave four best bets over the weekend to my clients, and we won three of them. I call it Pinnacle, which is my highest-rated play at VegasWinners.com, and we won three out of four. And if you're good at math, that's 75% winners. Not too shabby. I don't think anyone could do better. The only way to do better would be to win four out of four and go 100%. Nobody ever does that, so I'm pretty proud of a nice weekend.
And it's only going to get better. We're down to the Sweet 16. Who do you have as the eventual champion?
I don't. I never pick things like that. People ask me, in football, who do you have as a Super Bowl champion? I have no idea. It doesn't matter to me. All that matters is who covers the point spread. Yesterday, as an example, you say, I say I won three out of four. The average person doesn't understand. I actually lost the game yesterday, but they were getting, Texas A&M was getting 8.5 points, and they lost by, I think it was four. So I covered the spread. That's all that matters to me. I couldn't care less who wins the whole thing. I care who covers the spread each and every game.
Again, Wayne Allen Root joining us, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. We mentioned this is Judgment Day for Donald J. Trump. He's currently in a New York courtroom. How do you see this thing ending today?
Well, look, I think there's only two possible ends, and it's a win-win for Donald Trump. And I don't say that as a person who loves Trump. I say it as a person who's just looking on from afar. I do love Trump, but I'm looking on from afar, and my honest gut instinct is either Trump comes up with the $500 million in cash, which he said days ago he's got, if need be, or Or he uses the collateral of Truth Social. He now has $3.5 billion to $4 billion of stock. And maybe they will allow, maybe if not the entire thing to be used as collateral, maybe he could use the stock plus $250 million as collateral instead of putting up $500 million. And if he does either of those, he's a huge winner. That's why I say win-win. He's a huge winner, and liberals' heads explode. Trump came up with $500 million, and they just can't believe it. And liberals are shocked, and they're sickened, and Trump wins again. Scenario number two, Kevin, is that Trump's lawyers advise him, I don't care how much cash you have, I don't care how much stock you have, don't do it. Let them seize your properties. You've now got $4 billion in stock, plus you just said $500 million in cash, plus whatever he owns in real estate. Let them take $500 million. It's all going to be given back by the Supreme Court anyway. Nobody in the world, this is like that 9-0 ruling whether you could take Trump off the ballot. Even Ketanji Brown Jackson, even Sotomayor, all the most liberal people in the world, who I think are Marxist communist traitors, voted in a 9-0 vote to allow Trump to be on the ballot. It'll be a 9-0 vote to give Trump all his property back. Let them take it, and then it's a real win. I think it's a bigger win than if he comes up with the money, because the moment they take his property or begin the proceedings to take his property, he's a triple martyr, even more than all the things that have gone on in the last 2 years in this witch hunt. And now all these people across America who are not going to vote for him feel bad for him and see what terrible stuff is going on, and they realize that we've got a Nazi Soviet government that's willing to steal people's property, and Trump wins either way. So if he comes up with the money, he wins. But if they take his property, everyone in America, first of all, the entire economy could crash from the suicide tactics of these Nazis. The entire economy, the entire real estate industry could crash. The legal system is going to crash. Nobody will believe anywhere in the world that America is a safe place to bring your money anymore. That's going to be the end of investing in America. So it just, in so many ways, you're better off letting them take the property for the moment, because it will elect him president of the United States in November.
So how will he ultimately get the property back, though? I would think once the horse is out of the barn, it could take you a long time to get $500 million back from the state of New York.
Nevada, and again, I don't know the specifics of the case, but I know that the guy who built Queens Ridge, who I've met at many Republican events, is suing the city of Las Vegas because they wouldn't let him build what he wanted to build on his own property, and he believed it was unfair and done wrong. And almost everyone I know in the case believes that the city of Las Vegas and the taxpayers are going to owe this guy $100 million, $200 million in damages. So my point is, you can't get the horse in the barn, Kevin? Fine. You give away Trump's building? Fine. The building's worth $200 million? Trump gets $1 billion, the federal government, in damages for the terrible thing they've done to him. So either way, he's going to come out a winner. You can't take a man's building in a case that is such a setup. I mean, this is the example. In my opinion, Letitia James is a war criminal. After Trump wins the election, put her in leg irons, send her to Guantanamo, and let her break rocks for the rest of her life. This has been a criminal taking of Donald Trump's property on bogus charges that have never been filed in the history of the United States. No company in the history of America has ever been filed against for what they filed against Trump. This was all a political witch hunt and a communist color trial. The man took loans. His appraisal of the property never mattered, never will matter, never has mattered. A bank doesn't use your appraisal. The bank sends their own appraiser. As a matter of fact, if you took his appraisal and he overvalued it, then the city of New York owes him back millions of dollars in property taxes because the property isn't worth. They claim it's not worth what they say it is. Then he overpaid property taxes. The whole thing is ludicrous. The bank appraises the property independently, unbiased. You have nothing to do with it. He took the loans. They approved them. They gave him the money. He paid it back with interest. Nobody lost anything. There are no victims. In the end, this is a taking of a man's property. Maybe Letitia James thinks this is reparations. They're going to owe him billions of dollars in damages.
And there are so many, Kevin O'Leary and different folks like that from Shark Tank are saying they'll never do business in New York again. This is
right.
this is going to hurt them for a long time to come. I want to know where the appellate court system in New York is. You mentioned the Supremes, the U.S. Supreme Court, but there's a step ahead of that, and that's the appellate court in New York State. Where the hell are they?
Well, I mean, New York State, you just can't trust. It's filled with Marxist traitors, in my opinion. These are people that hate America and are trying to take down America. They're all part of this open borders invasion of America. I mean, there's not even any guesswork anymore. There isn't any more bias in what I'm about to say. Anybody who wants the border to be open while fentanyl is killing 100,000 young people a year and sex trafficking and human trafficking and pedophilia is coming across the border along with fentanyl and heroin and cocaine, anybody who believes in this is either mentally ill, a traitor who deserves to either break rocks or be hung after found guilty, because that is the ultimate penalty for treason, is the death penalty, or just a person who is so misguided that they should be shipped out of the United States, never to be allowed back in. They should live in exile. These are sick people, Kevin. These are war criminals.
And while all this is happening, including the attack outside of Moscow last week, everything that's been going on in Congress is taking 2 weeks off. What the hell are they doing?
Well, I personally would have rather they close the government and had a government freeze than give them $1.2 trillion and save at the last minute the idea of the government closing down. You know what I call a government closure? I call it a bargain. We would have saved $1.2 trillion. Included in that bill are some of the most ludicrous things I've ever seen in my life. I listed them on my Real America's Voice TV show on Saturday, America's Top 10 Countdown, and I talked about some of the stuff that was in that bill. I think there was like $800,000 for a gay senior center. Who's ever heard of such a thing? There was money for counseling for boys and girls changing their sex who don't want to tell their parents, and they give them free counseling. There was money for clothing for children who change from boys to girls and girls to boys, fake breasts for little boys, and packing underwear for little boys who change to girls so they don't want to show that they have a penis anymore. This is such mental illness, and this is so wrong to spend taxpayer money. Late-term abortions were included. Billions of dollars for NGOs to bring people across the border and invade our country. This is insanity, Kevin. I'd rather the government be closed down completely than pay the $1.2 trillion. I think Speaker Mike Johnson has to go. He's another traitor.
I was just going to ask you, Mike Johnson, is it going to matter who replaces Mike Johnson? I don't think it is, as long as you've got this kind of a mix in the House of Representatives. I mean, you got what, a 2-seat, 3-seat advantage, whatever it might be.
No, now it's 1 seat.
Now we're down to one.
The last guy resigned. Now it's 1 seat. If this is insanity, this is a plot against President Trump too. And you go, what do you mean, Wayne? Well, if another person resigns, and I hear there's several more about to go, and they're not just resigning, they're not saying I'm never going to run again, they're saying I'm leaving early. And if you leave early, there's no special election if you leave after a certain date. So if the seat remains vacant until the election in November, what that means is we lose control of Congress. It's going to be a Democrat House, even though we won the House. This is unprecedented, Kevin, in the history of America. Why would they be doing that? Because once Trump wins in November, that's their ace in the hole to overturn the election. It'll be overturned in the House, and they'll refuse to seat President Trump. Can you imagine? When we do it, it's a crime, it's an insurrection, it's a coup. When we try and say the election was stolen, they're going to steal it, they're going to deny the American people's vote, and they're going to try and overturn it. That's the real coup, that's the real insurrection, and they're the real traitors who should be in prison for years and years. This is crazy what's happened to America. In my opinion, the Democrats are led by war criminals like the Nazis and like the Soviet KGB.
In our final couple of minutes, you are in touch with the Trump camp. You talk with people around the president. You talk with the president. Give me your sense of how they are doing in the face of all of this that's going on, including the $464 million.
Well, I mean, look, I hate to use the word helpless. It's a terrible word. It makes you sound weak. There's nothing weak about Trump. But literally, you are, anyone is helpless, including the former president of the United States, who's beloved by the American people, who is winning in every poll. He's helpless. There's nothing you can do. They are finding you guilty with one judge, no jury. They're taking away your property. Attorney General Letitia James, Prosecutor Fannie Willis. These are mentally ill people who, it's proven, have literally taking advantage of the taxpayers. They just are jealous, Kevin. They all want to be rich like Trump, but he earned the money and they steal it from the taxpayers. And if you don't want to use the word steal, they borrow it from the taxpayers. They've both been proven to take fancy trips, first class plane flights, stay at fancy hotels, all on the taxpayer dime. They wish they were Trump. And they're jealous of Donald Trump, and they're trying to take him down because he's rich and they're not. He's created jobs they never have. He's run companies they never have. But you, not Trump, anyone is powerless against the big, powerful, big brother government of the United States with unlimited money. Even Trump can't afford billions in legal fees, but the United States government can't afford unlimited legal fees. You just print more money. So there's nothing he can do about this except turn it around and take advantage of it by proving that he's a martyr and they're trying to destroy him, literally like Jesus Christ. And I'm not saying he's a god. I don't think he's a god. But Democrats think he's a god because they really are persecuting him like he's Jesus Christ. The only thing they haven't done yet is nail him to a cross. So he's going to use this to turn it around, reverse it on them, do a reverse jujitsu move, and win the presidency, because anyone who has a brain at this point can see that this is not what America's about. It's terrible, and we've become a combination of a communist state and the Nazi Germany and a banana republic. So Trump's going to use it to his advantage while they're trying to destroy his life.
Wayne, how do people find out what you are up to? You got so much stuff going on. How do they find you?
Well, I'm about to announce a new TV show Monday through Friday, but I can't say more yet. I'll wait another couple of days, probably in the next 48 hours, I'll announce it, but it starts next Monday. So every single night of the week, I'm on TV starting next Monday. So I'll make the announcement at my website, root4america.com, and of course on my show that you hear every afternoon right here at AM 670. So tune in at 3 o'clock. Sometime in the next 48 hours, I will announce my new television show that is a nightly television show, 1 hour with all the great stories you hear on my weekend show, America's Top 10. Now it's going to be Monday through Friday.
So check out
root4america.com for my big announcement. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, Wayne. We'll talk soon. Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, 3 to 6 every afternoon right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
If you're like me and don't know much about cars, you're in luck. Each independently owned and operated Meineke treats you like family. Meineke might be a big name, but doesn't come with a big cost. Their digital e-inspection shows you exactly what needs or doesn't need to be repaired, so you can see it with your own eyes. Brakes, AC, check engine light, you name it. In fact, right now you can get an oil change for only $39.95. That's right, $39.95 for a Meineke oil change. So visit Meineke.com for the Meineke near you. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right.
We still haven't beaten COVID-19. Its new strain has caused an alarming increase in hospitalizations. Give superpowers to your family with updated vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna that reduce the risk of serious illness and hospitalization. Remember, you can vaccinate your children as early as 6 months of age. Check with your healthcare provider or visit immunizenevada.org and get them vaccinated. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You'll hear from Dr. Jeff Gunter in just a couple of minutes. First, though, I want you to hear from Eric Trump. This is his reaction to Judgment Day. Was on with Maria Bartiromo yesterday on the Fox News Channel. Here it is.
So the first question, of course, is how are you dealing with this? What is your plan to meet this judgment?
Well, so sad. First of all, I'm a guy that grew up in New York. My father built the skyline of New York, and this isn't election interference. And they go out and they ask you to post a $500 million bond. Maria, I want to put that in context. I went out to the largest sureties in the world, the largest sureties in the country. They said, Eric, the last time we've seen a bond of that size is when we did the big dig in Boston, which was a $25 billion construction project that lasted almost 25 years. They're trying to put my father out of business. They're trying to take all his resources that he would otherwise put into his own campaign for presidency. This is New York State. This is what we're seeing. Letitia James campaigned on this promise, and now they're making him do something that's not physically possible. Putting up a $500 million bond, bonds that size don't exist in this country. A $10 million bond is a large bond. A $15 million bond is an enormous bond. A $500 million bond? And Maria, remember one thing. The banks all testified Trump was the greatest borrower we've ever had. I mean, there was no victim. This is a crooked system with a crooked attorney general in a crooked court that literally wants to put my father out of business. And you know who they're actually going to hurt? They're going to hurt the thousands and thousands of employees that we have in New York State. These are janitors. These are doormen. These are, you know, people that work in commercial buildings. They're going to hurt those individuals, not the executive. They're going to hurt those individuals. How about all the contractors that we employ to do build outs? How about, you know, everybody else that relies on our family, thousands of people, yeah, all for their own political vendetta? It's insane.
There you have it. Eric Trump. There's breaking news. A An appeals court has ruled that Donald J. Trump will get a partial victory on this bond. And in fact, he needs to pay $175 million within 10 days instead of $464 million today. So more on that coming up as we go along as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
One is done and the other moves on. We are talking about UNLV basketball on Saturday.